afternoon, Paul.
How are you, Rob?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
Not going to lie, legs are a little bit tight. Yeah, bit interesting transferring from bike to mountain yesterday. So I've got different muscles aching today.
Yeah. Did you manage to climb up Snowdon okay?
I did. I had a couple of friends meet me. I had three friends meet me at Snowdon, and we climbed up it yesterday. It was windy. It was 40 mile an hour winds. We couldn't do the route that I wanted to do, which was a knife edge arete up Crib Goc, which would have been stunning views on a good day. But we got up there and down via different routes than we thought we'd go on.
Was it further or less distance going that route?
It was about the same, but the fear factor would have been a little bit different on Crib Goc. So, yeah, but it was gusting 40 mile an hour winds, maybe a bit more. So we had to make a risk assessment and do the sensible thing.
Absolutely. Safety first, isn't it?
Yeah.
Mate, you're almost...
We want to finish this, don't we? We want to finish this.
Well, I was going to say, you're almost a week in now. How are you feeling fitness-wise?
Yeah, I feel good at the moment. I've had some tough moments, mentally and physically. Different body parts aching today, like I said. Calf muscles are really sore after yesterday, whereas before it was my quads, my upper legs. So, yeah, it's just different body parts hurting. No one said it was going to be easy, did they?
Certainly not. That's a heck of a challenge you're doing here, isn't it? Where are you at the moment?
Okay, so I'm just outside a dairy farm in North Wales, heading over to Ellesmere Port. I'm going to catch the ferry over to Liverpool, and that's where I'll be staying the night, north of Liverpool in a hotel, before I catch up with Gwen the day after.
I would have thought you're absolutely bang on target, aren't you?
I am. I've been really lucky weather-wise. It got a bit of a headwind today, but a very light headwind, so I've lucked out. So, yes, very good.
And how's the bike performing? Any problems mechanically or anything?
We've had a few little issues with tech. So I went down a bumpy path and my power bank that powers my phone bounced out and smashed. So we had a little tech problem there. I bought another one that didn't seem to work. So we've had little things go wrong, but the bike's performing really well.
No flat tyres or anything like that?
Well, I'm not going to mention that, Rob, because if I do, then I will get a flat.
It's sod's law, isn't it? What about money-wise, then? You said you were right on target. You obviously exceeded your original target. How's it going now?
Well, Rob, you said 10,000, and it is over 10,000 now. So isn't that fantastic?
Whoa! Hey, congratulations.
Yeah, absolutely brilliant.
That's fantastic.
That absolutely brilliant.
You must be blown away.
Absolutely blown away from it. It's brilliant. So,
what's the plan for the next few days, Paul?
Okay, so like I said, stay at a hotel tonight in north of Liverpool then. Then it's on to Ambleside, then up Scarfell Pike, so that'll be another day. And then it's heading up to Scotland from there.
You're well on the way, you know. You're well on the way, my man.
I know, and just to think I was flagging on day three.
Well, it's absolutely brilliant. This is, you're doing so well. I'm so proud of you. And my next door neighbour, who you know very well, he wants filling in on the details as well, so I'll tell him in a second.
Excellent. Oh, say hello to Steve for me. That's brilliant.
I certainly will do. Now, just remind people again, if they'd like to contribute to this well worthy cause, what can they do to help?
Okay, so if you can share and like any of my Instagram posts, that's all well and good. That's brilliant. And if you want to donate, go to my GoFundMe page, which is Cycling and Hiking for MMD.
That's fantastic. I'm glad you managed Snowdon okay, and I'm glad you're right on target, and I'm glad that you're holding up and the bike's doing okay. I'm very proud to be talking to you today.
It's brilliant, Rob. It's brilliant. And it's amazing for the Motor Neurone Society and the MMD sufferers and the community. It's unbelievable. It's
And what about your partner, Gwen? I've just spoken to her on the phone. She's doing very well.
She's amazing. Yeah, she's having that. She's had 3 days. She's going to have 3 days off supporting me and have some well-earned rest. and then we'll be back on it as a team again.
Fantastic. Well, well done to both of you. You're doing so well. I'm so pleased to be talking to you today, and I hope it carries on doing as well as it does now. Now, when's the best time to get hold of you now? Shall I leave it another couple of days?
Yeah, well, let's try and hook up around Scarfell Pike, shall we, and see what the total is then. And yeah, fingers crossed, it will be more.
Okay, so that's going to be Wednesday?
I don't even know what day we're on now, Rob. Monday, yes, Wednesday.
Okay, Paul, fantastic news from you. Your weather's been kind to you, as we mentioned last time. We had a bit of fog on that down here at the weekend. I don't know what it was like where you were. Obviously, it wasn't so good up Snowdon, but it sounds like, all in all, the weather's been very kind to you, doesn't it?
Yes, no, it's been excellent. We've had a few overcast days, but that works well for me. It's not too hot. And yes, it was windy and overcast up at Snowdon, but I think that's pretty standard practice, isn't it?
I'm afraid so. That high up especially, yeah. Right, Paul, keep up the good work. I'll talk to you on Wednesday. Take care.
Okay, thank you, Rob.
Cheers then. Bye-bye.